This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show with your host, Ed Raymer, on your Good Neighbor Station, News Radio, WGNS.
All right, and we're here with you. We want to make available every single minute we can. Kelly Northcutt is running for a seat on Murfreesboro City Council. Kelly, how you doing once again?
I'm doing great. And yes, I am running. I want to be the new city council person.
Yeah. Christian Gay is here as your moral support.
Yes.
Christian, how you doing? What you been up to this week?
Well, I've been managing Kelly, mainly.
Right.
That's a full-time job.
I'd like to see that. I'd like to come watch that.
And also, I thought I'd become a permanent fixture with your show, a bit like a hemorrhoid, but not as painful.
I don't care. That's fine. We're going to try.
We don't need that image.
Next, oh, thank you, Jack. We're going to try next week and get
Tiffany
Fion. And we're going to talk about a number of issues tonight. Yeah. We're going to talk about issues. And keep me corralled here, Christian, here in Rutherford County, and mainly for Kelly's sake, for Murfreesboro City Council.
Yes, yes, sir, mostly city issues. Yeah.
I know we've got a lot going on nationally. 45 goes on trial tomorrow. I can't wait for that. And, you know, there's just a lot going on politically. Last night, Israel took it on the chin again from Iran, and we've got that going on. We had that on at the house before I left, and you know, there's just a lot going on.
There's a lot to keep up with.
You went out to Ms. Ponce this evening?
Yes, yes. Amelia Ponce. She's a candidate for State House 34.
34?
And, yeah, she had a campaign kickoff party and fundraiser gathering. And
very good.
Yeah, she spoke. She's just inspirational. She's just a wonderful candidate.
She speaks from her heart.
She does.
Like many of you do. And I think she really wants to help the community and the area she's in.
Yes.
And all of us, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. She's very committed and passionate and, like you said, speaks from her heart. And
yeah.
You know, when you're genuine, it's like I don't have to agree with everything.
That's exactly
right. All your policies, but I know she's genuine and authentic, and I think she really has the best at heart for the state.
For the first time out, she seems like the real deal.
Yeah.
And, I mean, she is boldly approaching it, and she's not backing up at all.
Yep.
And now you've been in this for a while, Kelly.
Yeah, the first time I ran was 2018.
Right.
Ran for State Senate, District 13, and ran again in 2022. And had kind of decided to step back and not run for anything
for a
while.
I know you had. Someone had said that to me, that you thought you might step back. But
yeah, and the Senate seats only come up every 4 years, so I kind of had some, time to contemplate it. But, But there's a whole lot that that's happening at the state level that's of concern, but then I look at the city council and a lot of the things that have transpired recently. It's like it kind of makes me question whether or not the city council actually represents the city. The city tends to be a lot more progressive, a lot less conservative than the council would have you believe.
But more importantly, too, Kelly and I discussed at length, and I said more importantly, I don't guess it is.
But as important.
Equally as important.
Sure.
We have enough realtors.
And developers.
And developers on the council.
I have been very loud about that on this, with our on the state level especially,
Well, at the city level, it's kind of alarming, It's like if you've kind of got a stake in making sure that more development is being built, then
I know.
It slants your view on that. And I think that what we need are more...
You really think it does?
Yeah, I think the possibility is pretty great. And I think that what we need are regular people. It's like I moved here in 1997, 26 years ago.
Indiana gal.
Right? Oh yeah, I was born there, but
Indiana wants me. Lord, I can't go back there.
I've lived in Tennessee since I was in middle school.
Jesus Christ.
What's the matter, Christian? No, you don't like to hear me sing?
I almost threw up.
That was a great song.
Yeah, when the other people did it.
I think if Morgan Wallen can be famous,
Jackson,
I think you got
his
a shot.
Mic off. Hang on, Kelly. We're going to cut Christian's mic off. Uh-huh. Then we're going to cut his head off. Sit over there. Get over there.
He's got a good work that in on the his
corner,
shoulders.
Only in the corner by the fire.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Can I have another?
I really do think, though, we need some regular people on the city council. You know, it's like, who, you know, it's like I moved here to raise my kids here. I've been, you know, I've volunteered for different organizations here.
I know you have.
Yeah, and, yes. and I've been a part of a lot of campaigns and, you know, politics, as well as the Peace and Justice League, and I was a peer-to-peer mentor with La Leche League when my kids were little, and which is like a parenting know, information. And you know, what we need are people that have a broader stake in the community than just, you know,
just
advancing
advancing their own interests.
Yeah, and and, you know, so it's like my kids went to public schools. I've volunteered in the public schools, both city schools and county schools, and I think we need people that, you know, that kind of have had just a regular working person experience and and have those same concerns as everybody else. And,
I agree.
You know, it's like whatever worries you have that you sit down and, you know, that keep you up at night, or you sit down and talk with your family about, it's like those are my concerns too. And I think, I think that we need somebody who listens to people about what they're concerned about and can address that without having a stake in it one way or the other.
And who would have ever thought that that would be inherently political?
Exactly.
I know.
You know, like, just being able to listen to a community. And I know Kelly has been someone who has served her community in so many capacities. Sure. And that's why I tend to always ally myself with someone that I can always learn from and grow from. But whenever you're working in a community and you're trying to do the right thing, that you believe is the right thing, you don't have to be ashamed.
No, no.
But
you have no one to apologize to.
Whenever you, whenever your conviction is right and you're doing the right thing, you shouldn't be ashamed. But I think a lot of times now people will shame you for wanting to relate to people who don't have the power, don't have the money, the resources, because it makes them feel good.
It's gotten ridiculous. We're going to get Jackson here. We're going to kick this thing off. I want to thank all of our sponsors before we ever get started. And I'm glad y'all had a good time out at Miss Ponce tonight. Yeah, you know, it sounds like she had a pretty good, pretty fair turnout.
Yeah, and it's inspirational to hear the reasons that people want to run.
You know? And she's as regular a Joe as you're going to get.
Oh yeah, very much
she,
so.
To
yeah.
me,
she's
to
yeah,
me she was.
She's
there's no hidden agenda or whatever. You know,
no, not at all. Yeah.
Jackson's back here on the board. I'm Ed Raymer. Kelly Northcutt's with us, and Christian Gay. We're going to kick this thing off. But for right now, my name is Evan Lee Raymer, and yes, I'm still a private investigator. Welcome aboard.
This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show with your host, Ed Raymer, on your good neighbor station, News Radio WGNS.
That's a little rock and roll for you. Good evening, David. Thank you for listening. I just got your message here. Thank you. And this is Evan Lee Raymer Show, and I'm your host, Ed Raymer. This show is produced at Studios WGNS AM 1450, 100.5, 101.9 FM. I'm going to get that one of these days, right here in the heart of the great volunteer state, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Now, you all can reach us tonight with your questions, your comments, your ideas, you know, your comments to Kelly, or to Christian even, or to me at 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. Or you can send us a text to that number as well. Jackson will be glad to read it over the air for some of you who are too high or too shy that don't want to.
too high or too shy.
I mean, it's just that simple. You don't want to be heard live. Because I know you do, because you come to me through the middle of the day, you know, I was going to call that woman and give her a cussing, but I thought better not. I think that's probably a good idea. So anyway,
Don't start cussing me. I'm on radio. No, we're not going to do that.
No, we're not going. No, we don't go there. Thank goodness. And
you'll get fines.
You know, I'm telling you, you can watch us on YouTube right now, live on News Radio WGNS. You can catch us. My wife listens a lot of times. She may be listening tonight on Alexa. Of course, one of the ways, you know, it was the original way when I came here more than a decade ago, was just on the good old-fashioned radio, 1450 AM.
That's still a thing.
100.5, 101.9. There's one in the dash of your car, hopefully, and you can tune us in and listen while you're on the road. You also download WGNS app and take WGNS with you wherever you go. Listen whenever you wish. I didn't get to see Angela or hear her show tonight. Angela Bingham's here. Great gal. Jason Qualls giving great advice. I try to hear Jason two or three times a week in the car if I'm out and about, and he does a great job and has done for several years now. And I think he's been here about the same time I have and given great quality financial advice. And, you know, he's not selling books or tapes or seminars and any of that stuff. He's just giving you solid advice. Now, as that business is out of the way, we're going to do some commercials here in a few minutes. But, Kelly, this is the third time you put your name on a ballot?
Yes.
And I've always said, if you want to make a difference, do it. This lady has done it time and time again. What made you do it this time? I think you kind of touched on it, but just to be a regular person, what do you do, Kelly? Tell people about yourself.
I think she has animosity for her family. And yes, we don't know.
A lot of people out of Indiana have that. I was raised right across the river from Evansville, Indiana. I have a lot of experience with a lot of, I knew a lady named Kelly once in Indiana.
We don't want to hear that story.
Okay. You probably don't. She didn't want to hear it either. I'm sure my wife would want to hear it when I get home. But anyway, go ahead, Kelly. You came here from Indiana. No,
Muncie, Indiana. Where I was born. Okay. I left there when I was about two, and not, you know, I didn't decide to leave. That really wasn't a decision I made. But and I still have family that lives there. But I moved to Tennessee, Manchester, when I was in middle school.
Sure.
So I've graduated from Coffee County High School and
good area.
Yeah, went to MTSU after that. Commuted for a while and lived in Nashville for a while after I graduated. But once we looked to buy a house, and just before I had my second child, we started looking here in Murfreesboro because I liked the city. An MTSU student, it's like I loved the city, that it was kind of small town, but there were things to do. There was arts, there was movie, there were, you know, plays to do. There were the university kind of
university,
you know, kind of changes the mix of a small town. You
that
know,
it
kind of makes it a little more interesting. You have people come from different places.
Exactly.
And it was bigger than Manchester, which wasn't hard to do at that point. That was before Bonnaroo, and I think we had
a
Sonic and a Burger King.
A lot of our overflow is going to Manchester now.
Right,
a lot
yeah.
of people and, down and that, I love that
And a
area
lot of that
there.
Is our growth. It's like we have I think Nashville and Murfreesboro have the highest increase in housing cost and rent cost of anybody in the state. And that's kind of something that, you know, we need to manage our growth in a kind of intelligent way. We need to make sure that we're not
in a disciplined way.
Yes, yeah. So that we retain all the good things about Murfreesboro that make people love it enough to stay here or move here, but still not make it so expensive to live here that the people that have been here forever can no longer afford it.
And housing went up 9.1% over the last year. The average home is $420,000. The average median salary in Murfreesboro is $46,000.
Well, that's what,
and that just does one, not; those two things don't
no,
meet.
One of our city councilmen, a friend of mine, Austin Maxwell, and he's running.
Austin,
you know Austin, and he said it himself. He had a friend of his that lives in I think it was Manchester, one of the outlying areas. May have been Woodbury. I don't know, because he couldn't afford. But he works with either the county or the city here, and he can't afford to live here.
Yeah, and if you have anything around the median income, it's like the housing's just out of your price range.
It really is.
And it makes it really difficult for young people to stay here, you know, as they grow older, because they can't afford to buy a house here. They can't afford to pay for rent here. And, you know, it's like, and if you have kids and you have, you know, childcare costs, it's like everything is just out of reach.
And nobody wants a Nashville light.
No, right. I agree. Yeah. I agree.
You know, like nobody, yes. We're getting all this sort of stuff on Medical Center Parkway. That's the big chain stuff. It's going to come in, and per usual, it's going to last for maybe a year or two.
And then we'll have empty buildings.
And then empty building, and we'll get another Whataburger or something, and the 50th Mexican restaurant. And
That's exactly right. Nothing wrong, man. We've got a great one out our way. Me and the family eat there all the time.
Of course.
Great family. They welcome us with open arms.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm a good tipper. And no, I'm not lying, you know, because you got to take up for those that don't, Republicans that don't tip at all, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
And, well, it's the truth. And, you know, but Kelly, I want to throw something at you. And Christian, you too. Have we not reached the point to where elected officials, you know, sometimes you've got to just do what's not popular?
Oh, yeah, that's the hardest thing to convince elected officials to do.
You've got to hurt feelings. And say, you know, Mr. Raymer, we're not going to annex your property in here because I've got 120 acres over here. And me and Christians decided we're going to put a big high-rise development on it. Mm-hmm. And you say, you know, we just can't afford it right now. The infrastructure's not there. The sewage, the water is not there. The roads are not there.
Well, we've been hampered by the state not allowing us to charge impact fees to developers.
Right.
And that makes a huge difference because then it isn't self-funding the infrastructure expansion that requires it.
Exactly.
And that means that it's on the backs of the taxpayers. So your tax has to go up.
And we were talking about that before we came in. We've had a big one here
in
the last couple
years. And that's an unpopular
thing.
Yeah, right. We have had. The city manager, Mr. Tyndall, I think has tendered his resignation and will be stepping back into
I noticed that, but I didn't know what was surrounding that. I did not know. But
I'm not sure what the genesis of that is. But
I've never met the man, so I don't know him. So
I've only seen him when I've gone to speak at city council meetings.
Right.
I think the highest tax rate increase in, I don't know, maybe the history of the city, but definitely within the last, 25, 50 years.
The counties was highest. Mr. Mitchell told me it was.
The county had a huge tax increase, but the city did as well.
Yeah. And Rob has been a good friend of this show, but he knows,
But part of the reason it had to be so big was that the can got kicked down the road. It's like if we had made small, increases along the way, then it wouldn't have been such a huge impact.
And Kelly, the can has become as big as a 55-gallon drum. You'll break
gets
your
harder
foot
to
trying
kick.
To kick it. Now.
Yeah.
Christian,
yeah.
You want to say something?
Well, I think a lot of what we're seeing is the symptom of the problem, and it's the people that sit on the board who will do what's best for an interest.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the can is non-existent to them. Because if you think about tax increases, now, Mr. Tyndall may feel it, but he makes about $220,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's half of the average house in this county.
Right.
Now, that's a really great thing for Mr. Tyndall.
That's wonderful.
But I am having a hard time seeing how he would have a reference point. Because I get it. Not everybody had money all the time.
I see where you're from. I see where you're coming from.
But it gets to a point to where, do you really get it now? Because he's going to take a tax cut, or I mean a pay cut that's going to be about $110,000. And I know it's going to hurt awful bad.
Yeah, he's going to make that much less.
Because when he changed his resignation, that's what they agreed on. It's in the DNJ. You can read it free. But on leadership, and Kelly believes this more than anybody I know, if you want to make everybody happy, sell ice cream.
Right. That's a good metaphor.
You can't please everyone, but you got to do what's right. You have to do what's fiscally responsible, and that doesn't always mean doing what makes everybody happy.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, and
I think we've got some of that going on. And we don't want to touch that because that so and so's on the he's in that business. So let's stay away. Well, I'm as sorry as I can be that so and so's in the whatever business it is. But we're going to have to cross this bridge.
Right.
It's happening at all levels of government.
Well, and, city council, it's an at-large race. It's a nonpartisan race. And
exactly.
But most of the city council's job is boring stuff. It's like you have the waste management board.
Right.
You
it's
have
not
the
sexy.
School board. Yeah. And it's best when it's boring. It
yes,
shouldn't
it is.
Be, it shouldn't be exciting stuff. It shouldn't be stuff that gets us national news coverage. And when it is, it's usually because because somebody's doing something wrong or somebody's doing something without looking at the unintended consequences.
Oh, and as you know, it was a problem for Stephen Reynolds, a good friend of all of ours.
Mm-hmm.
He'd come up here and we'd get to talk. We started talking about concrete and roads and gravel. Mm-hmm. Well, it's just not sexy.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, but it's stuff that has to be done. And mostly it's a managerial.
And it's the first thing, some of the first things that have to be done.
Yes, you know, and you have to be whatever. Wise in using the taxes that you're getting from your community.
We're going to go to a break. Kelly Northcutt's with us and hear from our fine sponsors. Christian Gay is here. Ed Raymer Jackson's on the board. Back with you right after this. Stay with us. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Hey, this is Ed, everybody. Want to tell you about a sponsor of ours. We've got Complete Yard Care. Their slogan is, we do it all. Low maintenance landscape design, retaining walls, tree removal, stump grinding, lawns cut, mulching, landscaping. Now you can reach them at 615-785-0384. Or you can look them up on the web at CompleteYardCareTN.com. They have a 5-star ranking on Google. That's Complete Yard Care. We do it all.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. All right, we are back. Thank you. Kelly Northcutt's here. Christian Gay's here. And Jax, thank you. Doing a great job on board. Thanks to all of our sponsors. And caller, if you just called in, you got cut off accidentally or something happened. There they are right there. And let's see if we can put them. You know, it may not even be for us. But
I bet it's Jeff.
They're worried
whoever.
About our auto warranty.
I don't know. He never about our auto warranty?
Yeah.
Is that Jeff?
Look there.
Put him on. He wants to brag about Kentucky or something. They're getting a new coach. Hello,
hey, Jeff.
Hey, Mr. Raymer. How you doing?
Doing good. You got a question for it?
No, I just wanted to say, I'm sure you read today's paper. You hadn't read it yet.
I have not had a chance to read it. No, I haven't. It's laying out in the ditch at my house.
A couple of things I'm sure Kelly has. The pride stuff. They're going to have a Rutherford County pride now instead of the borough pride.
Oh, they're going to have both.
Yeah, both now or something. So that was on the front page of the paper. And also, the Tennessee thing about the guns. Yeah, I should tell you real quick. About the guns, I tell you, what's in the bill. You won't believe it. If something happens, say to your kid or the parent won't know who has a gun in the class. What the teachers have the gun in the classroom?
Yeah.
If something happens to your kid, you can't sue.
Yeah. Yeah, talk about unintended consequences. There's a raft of them that, you know, I don't understand how you can see that coming and I can see that coming, but the people that we've entrusted to make the laws for our state can't even see that that's a possibility. And I know that London Lamar stood up on the floor of the House and did her best to tell them what those unintended consequences would be, and they passed it anyway. And,
You can carry assault rifles in the state, too, so we'll just go to war here pretty soon, we'll be.
We
have a body, or 10 body, 5 bullets to go to shoot.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think so, Jeff. Those people, it's like I said when I took this show years ago, they don't call her, this is not Facebook. This is the real deal. You're on the air, and there is a record of your call here. So, and Jeff, you've never been shy about that. You know, you come in and rub Stephen Reynolds the wrong way all the time over his support of Tennessee. Good man.
I mean, he's a good man.
Wait a minute. You said he supports Tennessee? Yeah.
We're not the University of Tennessee,
We're Tennessee fans, too, but we're Kentucky. Jeff and I are Kentucky fans. So
I'm not a Tennessee fan. You can be one, I ain't.
Well, okay, I'm sorry. Okay, just lost another listener. I'm down to six now.
I don't wear orange. Hey, keep it up, Ed.
I support MTSU sports.
Oh, yes, yeah, I'm telling you.
That's the right blue and white support. I'll support that.
There you go, yeah.
Jeff Neal.
Take care, Lee. Have a great week. Kelly, good luck on running for the city council. I hope you win. And
thank you.
Support us up there. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Jeff. Thank you, Jeff.
Christian feels left out.
Yeah, bye.
No, I'm telling you. No, the issue. By the way, Jeff, if you're listening, don't go out and marry your cousin this week. It's illegal.
Did they decide it was illegal?
Yeah, Gino was really disappointed.
Yeah,
Representative Bolso was.
Yeah, makes me worried for his cousin.
You know,
it was his grandparents.
We are back to all politics is local, and what you were talking about before we went to break.
Yeah.
Streets, roads, bridges, infrastructure, all that. And that's what water department, public works.
Yeah.
The stuff. It's just not sexy.
It isn't, you know? But you got to be responsible and you got to give it some forethought and pass things, you know, with unintended consequences.
Let's look down the road. Yeah, that would be a great idea.
Yes, and just, you know, give it some reasonable thought and apply some personal integrity. Yeah.
Mm. Well, not only that, but they're going to start, and they have, reaching for taxes in other areas, like the trash pickup last year.
Yeah. Oh, no.
That got passed.
So it's not as if we aren't necessarily trying to make these funds up. But sure. when we have lawsuits of $500,000 you have to settle with ACLU, which, by the way, is Mr. Tindall's salary was about half of that.
Yeah. Right.
That's two salaries for just the city manager. Yeah, it really makes you think, doesn't it, how fiscally responsible we wish to be, and we hear it touted all the time, but...
Yeah, so we had that big tax raise, you know, and
exactly.
I'm sure that was, you know, intended to go for certain things.
Like lawsuits.
And then, you know, $500,000 of that has to go to that settlement. That doesn't even include what they had to pay the lawyers, you know, because they ended up having to pay that, too. That's just what went to the ACLU.
Yes, and I'm wondering, too. And I'm not trying to make any trouble here, okay? I mean, we're being honest about
things. I don't believe
things,
that for a moment. Yeah.
get on Facebook, will you, and just have a blast. I've got a bunch of enemies out there. But seriously, we were talking, I brought it up, the debt ratio for this city, the debt ratio for this county.
Mm-hmm.
It's extremely high, I'm sure, because it was 12, 15 years ago.
I don't know what it currently is. But,
I do not know
that
either.
That has a lot to do with your rating
and
how much money you can
Bonds. Yeah, your bonds
bond
and
rating.
All that. You know, and but you know, again, to quit worrying about who we're going to make happier, who we're going to make mad. That is part of the job.
Well,
you know, and I'm not saying this lady's going to come in there and make everybody mad. I don't mean that.
Or make everybody happy. I don't see that happening either.
Sure,
but
that's right.
The thing is, you have to. You know, it's like You have to be concerned with what is right for the city. And to do that, it's like, you know, it's like the lawsuit was filed over the decency ordinance, which nobody was, you know, I think they made that ordinance as a response to, I think, five emails that complained, about indecency with Borough Pride. Three of those came from the same person. So that means there were three constituents that were speaking out, you know, concerned about it. But I was at, you know, city council meetings where there were several, the room was packed with people that wanted to speak, and they didn't have time for everyone who wanted to speak against it. who foresaw those consequences, the unintended consequences,
sure.
and spoke against it and spoke in favor of allowing Borough Pride. I was one of the people speaking in favor of allowing.
And you are talking about a local issue here. This is not a state issue we're talking about. We're talking
That's
about
right.
a local
it was,
issue
it was
right
local.
Here in this town.
Yeah, and
right.
that same ordinance is what, you know, started them, you know, banning books and kind of superseding the library's existing policy. So it wasn't really a necessary ordinance for that. It wasn't really necessary for Borough Pride, and it infringed on people's rights, their First Amendment rights.
I can tell you, and I do know this for a fact, and I'm going to keep my source quiet on because I have to, but one mayor of mm-hmm. a local town in mid-state here,
mm-hmm.
they had the same issue in their town. And he said, we never had a problem out of it until this bunch of people against it brought it up.
Yeah, that's the point. It wasn't an issue.
And the police said, yeah, it wasn't. They said, these people got a permit, they paid their fee, they had their event. We've never had a problem with it.
Right.
Until.
Yeah, it wasn't an issue. It was an agenda.
Yeah.
It was someone else's agenda. And
yeah.
it wasn't.
In other words, I don't like gay people, whatever it is. It's just that simple.
Yeah, but it was not anything that the constituency or the citizens of Murfreesboro had an issue with.
No.
You know, it was fine.
Well,
yeah,
I don't. Maybe not in emails, but I really think that something like that coming from the government can definitely embolden people who feel as though they can never give that sentiment in public.
Yes,
because you know, I heard from my father quite a bit that number 45. Gave people a lot of power to say things that they never could have said before.
That they would have been ashamed to say before.
When you're emboldened and validated by a government,
yes,
then things are a bit different. The rules change because if, you know, we're living in an open, free society where government protects the rights, well, when the government begins to not do that,
mm-hmm.
then the tune changes.
Right. You feel as if you have been government sanctioned to have free rein to discriminate against people,
and
to
exploit people,
and to harass them, yeah.
And you know, I don't know that that was an unintended consequence.
I think that was an intended.
I think it was fully intended.
And yes. So yeah. Now we're in a situation now to where there very well may be people that support it now, which is an unfortunate part of mm-hmm. a democracy. Sometimes is that people will support things that we don't like. And we still have to do what we can for them anyway.
That's what I'm talking. That's what I'm talking about.
Right,
and,
but more than being something that people didn't like, it was actually unconstitutional.
Yes, unconstitutional.
Right, and that is why they lost the lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the ACLU challenged that, because it was unconstitutional. And anybody at the face of it, it's like the people that spoke against it knew that that was violating people's rights.
Exactly,
for no good reason.
That's exactly right.
And that was what proved. So it isn't as if it isn't as if it was an issue they had to address because there was an outcry from the people. It isn't.
There was no outcry.
Right. There was no issue.
No.
And it wasn't as if they could not have foreseen that it was possibly unconstitutional, yet they proceeded anyway. And I don't, you know, besides being an infringement on people's rights, which no governing body should step their toe into, it was not fiscally responsible either, because passing something that you know is questionable and unconstitutional, you know that you are risking having a lawsuit and a judgment against you.
Well, and that's what I wonder too. And I think I might have mentioned to the wife this week, the illegal for cousins to marry, whatever the case might be. Okay,
yeah.
Listen, I wonder with this batch of new laws that Bill Lee, you know,
mm-hmm.
Fixed his John Henry to.
Yeah.
I wonder down the road how many the Supreme Court of this state.
Mm-hmm.
Or a circuit court, or whoever it may be, will say, you know, just pick that baby up. So, I'm sorry, this doesn't pass muster. It's got to come off the books. All the time, all the money, all the effort, everything wasted. Why? Because it's your tax dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't care. I had a point to make, and by George, I'm going to make it. You know,
yeah.
This was against gay people, and I don't care. All right, well, bully for you. You know? Yeah. That's wonderful. Okay. Now, do you have time to conserve, since you're a conservative, conserve some money instead of just spending it because you have a point to prove?
Yeah.
And I think that's why it's so important to have a real person mm-hmm. on the city council. And I say real person, like these other people aren't real. But
a regular person.
Not to say average. Kelly is not an average human being. Yeah, but somebody who has a little more touch of reality for a lot of different people. Because I'm very sorry, but if you're sitting on the money you get from your paving business or from your construction business or from, again, your paving business or from your construction business,
your paving business, that's a good one.
Or from your law firm, then I really have a hard time seeing how you don't look upon people and just say, bless your heart.
Uh-huh.
And I got to do what I got to do, and I get to be on Facebook, and I get to be talked about on radio.
And I'm advancing whoever's agenda has handed it to me, just you know, to score points with Bill Lee or the Federalist Society or the Heritage Foundation or whoever is touting the agenda that you're progressing.
Where do you find the time to govern?
That is another thing. Yeah. The entities that are having an effect on our government, up and down the scale, federal, state, local, whatever, that are not government entities. Some of these people think they are. They think that's what that organization they're saying. I don't care what the organization said. It's like me saying it. That doesn't hold muster, man. Yeah.
And the fact that there are cookie cutter, like you said, there was another city that had the same issue. It wasn't an issue. It was a solution in search of a problem that somebody brought up in order to prove their far right bona fides or whatever. Or because they think that's how the world should work. But the point is, how the world should work is that everybody's rights are protected. And I'll protect, your rights should be protected whether or not I agree with your decision.
Sure.
You know, it's like everybody has the right to make their own decisions that are protected in the Bill of Rights.
Exactly.
That are, constitutionally mandated protections. And that doesn't mean I have to agree with all of your decisions.
Right.
It's like your rights are protected whether or not there's, an agreement across society that that's what you should do.
Exactly.
As my father used to say all the time, it's like, I may not agree with what you have to say, but I'll defend to the death your right to say it.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
And that is so ingrained in our republic, in our democracy, that is sacrosanct. That is what it's all about.
That's what
it's
all about.
It's about protecting our rights. And if we infringe on those rights at a city council level, then that's when that's a bridge too far, and I need to get involved. I need to run because somebody needs to be a bulwark against infringing on people's rights at every level of the government.
Well, we are glad you are.
Shows you the focus. It really just shows you the focus of where they want to give their energies to, because it generates clicks. It's so funny.
Generates clicks.
Because it does. It generates attention to them, which is so funny, because I'm pretty sure Craig Tindall said about coronavirus in 2020 and sent it out on the website for the city and social media, telling everybody not to worry, that the media is just trying to generate clicks, and this will pass very quick. See, there's a lot of hypocrisy when it comes to rules for thee and not for me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And it's a beautiful thing when you see it in action.
Well, I mean, it is a beautiful thing because one night, this has been several years ago, and I walked into the Republican Party headquarters. And one person that was running for an office there, and there was a crowd there that he was speaking, and it was informal. Anyone could come in. And I walked in and just stood over there, because the place was packed, and it was standing room only at the time I got there. I was late. And all of a sudden, he's in the middle, and he looks over at me and goes, well, hey there. I said, well, hey. Please continue. I'd like to hear more, You're that conscience of some guy like me walking in on you? You know what I'm talking about, Kelly.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm am I a threat to you? And why am I a threat to you? I'm just wanting to pass the truth along.
Well, it kind of comes from being accustomed to only speaking to people that agree with you. And I think that we, the makeup of the current city council,
right.
I don't think really reflects the makeup of the city of Murfreesboro.
Right.
Oh, I know from their salaries it doesn't.
Exactly, yeah.
Right.
I know from their lofty position it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And Murfreesboro is going to have to make a decision come August 1st. Do they want someone that has the interest of someone who's in the people business? Because Kelly's in the people business.
Yes.
That's what political True. Campaigns are, that wish to increase the betterment of the people of Murfreesboro, mm-hmm. not the buildings right. of Murfreesboro, not the right. infrastructure of Murfreesboro, not
I
another
agree.
Lane on a road. Those things will come, and we will have discussions for that. But mm-hmm. just to care more about the inanimate things than it is to care about the people, I can't tell you the last time you looked at an agenda on the city council, and it's been like, I wonder how this is going to make life better for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
And to consider the impact mm-hmm. on the people that live here.
Instead of, man, look at the money this is going to bring in.
Right, yeah, or we'll be more progressive. Even the
you know,
pitching the idea of
sure.
moving Cannonsburg Village. You know, it's like there's a whole lot of people that use that for events, that use it for, I mean, Borough Pride used it. It's like I've been to Pioneer Days there.
Sure.
When my kids were little,
sure.
we were there all the time. It's just, it's a lovely gathering spot.
It is.
And it's historic. And the fact that in the 70s, I think that was one of the bicentennial kind of efforts to find these historic buildings that were either dilapidated or, you know, threatened with, you know, being raised, and bring them all there so that we could focus on where we came from. We could focus on the history of Murfreesboro.
And, you know, I think that was in 75, 76, and
mm-hmm.
I read something on that, and I believe, and this because I didn't move here until 1980, okay? But was I think the mayor here then was a Westbrooks, Mr. Westbrooks, I believe.
I don't know.
I'll stand corrected on that. But
could be.
It was a big part of what.
Oh, yeah. It was a major...
You know, the bicentennial was all about.
It was a major part of the bicentennial
right.
celebration. And the fact that there was a proposal floated to move that so we could possibly build a ballpark
here. Yeah,
and,
that's what we need.
And, you know, have those grandiose dreams, but it's like...
I know.
Not
yeah.
that that's a bad thing to think about, you know, how we will be growing and make a plan for growth in the future, but you can't make a plan for growth that takes out the most important element, which is how will it impact the community?
Well,
and the community kind of spoke up very quickly that they wanted Cannonsburg Village and they didn't want to move it. They wanted it to be there.
Well, you know, our own Steve Cates got in on that act, and him
oh, yes,
and
yeah.
Barbara Hudson, friend of ours,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, people that maybe we didn't even agree with politically, but they all agreed they wanted to keep Cannonsburg. You know,
yes.
And I said, I'm with you all the way.
Yeah, there wasn't a fight on one
yeah.
side of the aisle or the other
no,
for
no,
that.
No, no, I'll say that.
That cuts across boundaries. And most of the issues that the city
right.
council, you know, addresses do. Most of them are just, you know, about daily life in your community, and
exactly
that, like you said, it's not sexy, sometimes it's not really interesting,
right.
but it's like the impact that has on everybody's life day to day is humongous. Just whether or not, you know, you're going to have good city schools and how they'll be funded, whether or not you're going to have good roads and streets and waste management, and, you know, it's like it's just good management, but considering the impact that it has on the citizens of Murfreesboro should be the uppermost on everyone's mind that has to make those decisions.
You know, I'll never forget, and we're going to get Jackson here. We'll go to our last section of breaks here, but our son played Little League Baseball
mm-hmm.
when he was, you know, 10, 12, 14, I forget what it was. And, you know, everybody, if you're a parent like me, and I'm a sports nut too, at that time probably more so than I am today, and really into it, and, you know, you want your kids to win and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
And our neighbor and I were standing there, and both of our boys were playing, and it was down here at Christiana. This is before Barfield School. This is in
mm-hmm.
the early days we got here. And he said, you know, said, Ed, we might be missing the whole point. because his son was a little bit younger. He was on a smaller, younger team.
Yeah, younger league. Yeah.
I said, what do you mean? And they had a concession stand there. And I looked over. He said, right there's what it's all about. And there was a little girl standing there, and she was eating her hot dog and had a cold soft drink in her hand. And that was the happiest kid you ever saw in your life. Yeah. I said, you know, maybe you're – I've never forgotten that.
Yeah.
I said, you know, maybe you're right. Maybe we're getting a little wound up here.
Yeah. It's not about winning or losing. It's about the experience and the lessons.
When we all, as parents, we run into each other at Kroger or Publix or wherever we are, we will inevitably you remember that game where your boy hit that home run and, and the ball bounced off the fence and hit Ed in the head. You remember that? That's what it's a silly day, you know?
That explains a lot.
But we talk about those days.
Yes, and the memories you have from that, and the memories your kids have from that. It's not about winning that game.
All adults now, and they're out making their own way. But they're running. Those same kids are still, a lot of them work together nowadays. Mm-hmm. They may work at the same company or whatever, you know.
And that's part of, it's like
it's important.
The sports leagues and the sports centers, sports com and Patterson Park and, the parks. It's like there's so much that's wonderful about this city. And I think we really do need to concentrate on preserving those experiences and those lessons and those opportunities for this generation, the next generation, and making sure that it's a good place to live and you can afford to live here.
Right. And, nothing has taken off like soccer has over the last 20-25 years.
Oh, my
years.
Goodness, yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I've got friends in my native state, in Hopkins County, Webster County, Kentucky, that are bringing their kids down here. And I had a friend of mine. He said, man, y'all got some massive fields. And I said, what do you mean? He said, those soccer fields. I said, well, how do you know? You've been reading about it? And he said, oh, no, our kid plays on a soccer team. We went down to it was a
travel team.
Spring fling or whatever it was.
I don't know.
I said, man. I didn't, I never realized it. Now, our kids I never played soccer. Our kids, it was before our time.
Yeah.
The big three for me were football, baseball, and basketball, and that was it. But there's a lot of these kids, and they're darn good at it.
Oh, yeah. It's a growing phenomenon. Yeah.
Jax, if you get in here, we're going to go to our last series of breaks. Kelly Northcutt is with us. Christian, what are you looking at there? What are you doing?
I'll tell you after the break, Ed.
Ooh, the suspense.
I'll definitely let you know. But I've been trying to use the voice of the people who've been on the council to just reinstate the claims that Kelly's making about our growth.
Exactly.
And Jackson may take a second, but it's fine. Jamie Averwater was talking about how good it is for Trader Joe's to come over, and it's in the works now. Mm-hmm. And she said, we can't stop it. We shouldn't stop it. This will be great for our tax base. And great for our home owners. She said, this growth is incredible. Ed, do you know what the percentage of people is in this county or in this city that own their house? 53%.
53.
Now, that's just barely over half of people who own a home in the city.
Well, I'm going to show you, and I know people think, well, that guy is ignorant, but I'm going to tell you, what is Trader Joe's? I don't even know. Is it like a convenience store?
Well, no, it's like a... It's a grocery store that has a lot of different brands that are really popular.
I didn't even know what a Buc-ee's was till they put one out by the house. They're putting one out there right now.
Hey, you should go. They got good brisket.
That's what I've heard.
Okay, we're going to find out here in a few months, I guess. Kelly's with us, and so is Christian. Jack is on the board. Ed Raymer, last series of breaks. We'll be right back with you after this. Stay with us. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. If you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone. Scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Hey, this is Ed, everybody. I want to tell you about a sponsor of ours. We've got Complete Yard Care. Their slogan is, we do it all. Low-maintenance landscape design, retaining walls, tree removal, stump grinding, lawns cut mulching, landscaping. Now, you can reach them at 615-785-0384. Or you can look them up on the web at CompleteYardCareTN.com. They have a 5-star ranking on Google. That's Complete Yard Care. We do it all.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Northfield Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
And we are back. We're talking about bologna here. I bet it had more sodium in it than you shake a stick at, but man, it was good. Okay. Now, Christian, you kept us in suspense long enough.
Oh, that was it. I mean, it was
Trader Joe's.
Well, it was more the statement of Miss Averwater about, again, what our city council's caring about, which is fine. Look, you care about the tax base, you care about.
I understand.
But yeah. Hold on.
Sure.
Hold on just a minute.
Yeah.
Isn't this a college town?
I know.
And it's a working town. You know, there's a lot of working class people, and I can't afford to shop at Trader Joe's.
You let it, you go and don't believe it, hit the road about 7 or 7:30 in the morning, you'll see working people. I mean, it's, Interstate I-24 is jammed. You know?
That's my neighborhood. And that's going to Nashville.
Around,
yeah, that's
and
my
around,
neighbors.
Yeah, yeah, around out here in downtown. It's crowded.
And they're they're going to Nashville to work.
Right.
Because, you know, I don't know if you when the last time you looked on Indeed for a job was, but I did a couple of months ago because I was making a change in jobs, and I was thinking, I don't know that $17 is going to cut it.
Yeah. I had to go to Nashville.
And, you know, I'm so glad that Miss Averwater, who is a successful attorney, I think, can afford to go shop at Trader Joe's, and there's nothing wrong with that, but isn't that kind of, gosh, what's the word?
Elite.
Out of touch.
Yeah.
And but I still decry the fact that they closed the Kroger that's closest to me, the one on Middle Tennessee Boulevard. It's like there's a whole lot of people that
there
walk
were a
to
bunch
that.
Of people, and you're talking to a man and his wife. We used to shop there as well, and we
yeah, that was my go to. And now I have to drive farther to get to it. Sometimes
you know
if I need something quick, I have to go to Publix, and even that's a little you know it's like a lot of their prices are generally higher than Kroger. And you know, it's like I'm no longer, you know, feeding a large family. I don't have to do my, you know, my grocery list and plan out everything and have a budget and use coupons as tight as I used to. But there's a whole lot of folks that do.
Well,
and those days aren't that far in the rearview mirror. You know, it's like we need to keep in mind what the median income of Murfreesboro is.
We're talking about our young people.
That we can't we can't leave them out of the consideration.
We're talking about people Christian's age. We're talking about young people.
I couldn't afford a house if I wanted to.
You know, our son is 37, our daughter's 31. We're very lucky they have their own places.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, does that mean they will next month? They lose a job? Whatever the case might be.
Or are they going to have to move somewhere else to be able to afford it?
Have a health issue?
Yeah.
And a lot of us don't have that cushy $220,000 salary to fall back on.
Yeah.
Again,
exactly.
That just...
You're really hung up on that, aren't you?
Weren't you?
Yeah.
The fact that a lawsuit is $500,000, almost half of your salary, or over half your salary, about double your salary.
Yeah.
That you can just willy-nilly just go ahead and do? I mean,
and the next manager will probably draw more than that.
Well, what's funny is Shacklett had more of an increase in the managers before him. I mean, not Shacklett. Tindall.
Tindall
had more of an increase of his previous predecessors.
It's all, you know, it's all cut and dry. Yeah,
of course it is.
Sure,
there's a high likelihood that makes you out of touch with somebody who's making $40,000.
But even when we've been told to do the right things, go to college, get a job, have kids, get married. But we look back in the rearview mirror, and all the costs of these things are catching up to us. And the growth mm-hmm. that Murfreesboro gets to experience isn't being handled by people that get it. But I think that Kelly gets it.
Oh, I know she does. No, I know she does. Now, I tell people, there are five of you on the voting
on the ballot.
On
yes,
on the ballot.
There are,
and you will elect three.
That's right. Okay. The city council every two years
yeah.
reelects three seats to fill three seats. Yeah,
okay.
The incumbents are running this time. And then two non-incumbent candidates.
Right.
I'm one
You're
of those.
One of those.
Yeah. The election is August 1st, and that's important to remember because I think that's city council and school board. Those are local. That's the general election for local races. And you can vote for up to three city council members. You don't have to. I'd prefer.
We could just go and vote for you.
Yeah, vote for the person you know that's got your back.
Right. And you know I can't vote for you because I'm my wife and I are out in the county.
Out in the county.
But
yeah.
Our two children can.
Oh, and, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. So if I have to, I'll drive them up myself and make sure that they put your name, you know, and we don't have any hanging Chads.
Yeah. No, we've got a good election commission. I think
that
they'll set it up. Yeah,
I'm glad we don't. I hopefully
do
never
it.
Have to go through anything
they
like
that.
They do
a great job, and I even volunteered mm-hmm. in the March primary, and I worked at one of the poll locations. It was the one out at Kittrell.
Out of Kittrell.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Katie Wilson was working. She's with NAACP here mm-hmm. locally, and she works at the one out by us at the Tennessee. Real Estate Association, I think.
MTAR, yeah.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Yeah, Middle Tennessee Association of Realtors.
Yeah, she always makes me stand in the corner until my wife votes because I want to go with my wife and help her vote.
She doesn't need your help.
Well, that's what I'm told.
I'm sure she's perfectly capable.
I'm the only man in the United States that has to stand in the corner to his wife. Katie makes me stand in the corner. And
whatever your eccentricities are, Ed. I
don't
know.
Wait, hey, some people go running off the deep end.
At the top of the show, did you tell me to stand in the corner, Ed?
He did.
What?
Should I leave?
Do you, no, just,
do you
let's
need
just
some
move
alone?
On.
Your
met
now punishments.
Now, early voting starts in July. Do you know yet? I don't know.
I believe it's July. It's usually a few weeks ahead of it.
Christian's looking it up.
And
for
any,
us right
yeah,
now.
Anytime
two
you can go do
time.
Early voting,
right.
I highly recommend that. That saves you the trouble of standing in
right.
long lines. It saves the election workers the trouble of having to work past 7 p.m. when the polls close if
That's
you're in
right.
line. And
yeah.
also, it spares the candidates because of our lists on who we still need to call or knock on your doors. It takes you off that list, so you'll stop getting those calls, or we won't come and bug you anymore.
It's 20 days before the election, but I don't know what day that is.
I told Ms. Pont that last week when she left here, in our community where we have lived, built
mm-hmm.
a house in 97, 98, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
We've been there 26, 27 years. In all that time, Kelly, you know how many people we've had to show up ask, hey, I'm running for office. Would you vote for me?
I'm guessing zip.
One.
One. Oh, really? Who was that?
I have no idea.
You don't
it's
know?
It's been so long. Joni didn't, she didn't remember it. I didn't. I wasn't there at the time, but somebody knocked on the door, and that's fine.
Well, that's how I plan to start listening to the people of Murfreesboro is by having events and talking
yeah.
to them and going out to the farmer's market and knocking
sure.
on doors. That's my favorite part of campaigning. I love knocking on people's doors, even if they disagree with me. I want to know what's important to you.
Yeah.
I want to know what troubles you. I want to know what you want fixed about how the city's running. And there's no guarantee I can do something about everything, but I want to know what the problems are.
Kelly Northcutt, thank you. Christian, thank you for coming up once again.
Always.
We appreciate it. Ed Raymer with Jackson, thank you. Edwin Lee Raymer, we'll see you till next Sunday at 8 o'clock. But till then, I'll catch you down the road. Good night, everybody.